it's spiritually discerned. Before you can learn, really learn it, you have to build your heart up. Fill your heart with the word. Just receive it. That's easy. Receiving is, you're just taking it by faith. You say, I'm going to, and then when you get to the point where you say, I'm going to do this, now you're bringing it home. You're receiving it. One day I said, I trust Jesus as my Savior. I'm going to do what he said, whether I like it or not, whether it makes sense to me or not, because I trust him. And a lot of things I did, I wasn't in full agreement with it, but I found out that it works. I did it by faith. I couldn't see the end result from the beginning point. So these are things that the Holy Spirit came to help us with. He's our comforter. He brings things to us. Now, when it comes to when we live a healthy life, now we can multiply. We can go forward in life. You don't have to know everything. But the things that the Lord is training you for, you're going to have to know that. But what you're going to pull off is going to be big, and it's going to be it's amazing. If you continue, once the Holy Spirit give you something to do, do it with all you got. Receive his word and ask him every question you can imagine, because you're going to have to believe that you have to believe in what you're doing. The world, the tactics of the world is to get you to doubt what you're doing, and every preacher that starts doubting, they quit. Now, it broke my heart when Pastor said that, you know, there's so many churches closing its doors all over the nation. Yes. That's a big void.
Oh, have mercy.
They're looking at the people. They're looking at what's not. What's not is bigger than God in their eyes.
Oh, my God. Have mercy.
It doesn't matter about the size. You have to focus on him. If he said do it, that's enough for me.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it looks like.
Oh, yes.
Remember when Pastor, at the first of the year, he said, think big.
Mm-hmm.
One year he said God was going to open doors.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. And the Lord, he gave me a choice of how to do what I'm doing. And I chose the one where he win the most souls. And he explained it, a lot of things made sense when he explained it. I won't go into all that. But then he said, think big. And that became necessary because some of the things he told me were huge. And I'm like, wow. You have to have faith in what you're doing. More than that, some of the assignments that he gave me, he prepared me for it. When the Lord speaks in repetition, he don't speak in repetition unless he's charging your heart. As long as you're in faith about something, he'll confirm it. Himself, he'll give you whatever confirmation that you need. I put the way I like easy. I like to do everything the easy way. Whatever God bring to you, you weren't praying for it; it just came. You know, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. They said the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Whatever it was." All right, that goes on the top shelf. And the instructions that have to do with that assignment goes on the top shelf. And I was saying in the earlier class that one day the Lord gave me a vision and said, let not my people lack knowledge. I said, how am I going to do that? I barely preach to people. How am I going? But over time, he gave me tools and instructions, and I did them. And it's working. In other words, he put me on the radio in 06.
Mm-hmm.
People have been listening since that time.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to people when they hear the word?
Mm-hmm.
They grow.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see what they do, but God does.
Amen.
I can believe what he says.
Yes, he keeps it.
It's a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything of God starts in seed form. So you can't look at the size of your ministry because you really can't see it. You
that's
can tell one person.
When you look at the size of the ministry.
You can't.
The presence doesn't rest on ministries. It rests on ministers.
Okay, are we done?
Okay. presence doesn't rest on ministries, it rests on ministers.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you want to invite the presence into your life, don't worry about what it is you're doing.
Amen. That's
They're just who you are.
Yeah. As long as that's intact, it's working. Remember, what you give the Holy Spirit to work with is working.
Amen.
Things you taught your children and forgot about is still working.
Mm-hmm.
Things you said to friends and forgot about is still working. And they telling people. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get those reports.
No.
In heaven you might, but not here. Every now and then somebody will do something to, they'll say something that really encourages you. But you can't base what you do on encouragement. You have to look at him. I wrote a book, and most of my, now, if you write a book, unless you come from a unique family and have unique friends, they're not going to read it. I'm sorry, they're just not. Friends and family will not read your book. That's just the way it is. But the Lord instructed me to, I put it on the website, and then sometimes I would talk about it on the radio. And I happened to work on a lady's car, and I told her about the book. She said, you know, when I was going to college, my professor did a thesis on that book. He said, it's not in bookstores, it's on the website. And it was The Cost of Freedom, and he did, and when he was in college, this would have been around 2009 or 2010. So that was a feat. He was still in college, and then he became a professor, and he talked about it. The Lord, only God can do something like that and get a report back to you. But what he put in motion, he wrote it for, he had me to write it for people.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do something for nothing. He has people that will read it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way ministry works, now, Pastor did something very unusual. He came back to his own hometown and raised a great church. That don't happen either. you know, it. Yeah. People, if you go to another town where nobody knows you, then, I don't know, it's weird that way. But it only God can do something like that. And on top of that, other people have tried to open a word church here and failed, but he didn't. That's an anointing. You know, God, with God, all things are possible.
Yes, amen.
But but the Holy Spirit, he's going to help us be healthy, and then we're going to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing is designed to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the gift of faith. As long as you're in faith on your level,
mm-hmm.
The gift of faith, God, as long as your faith stays on, He'll give you the faith you need to pull something big off. Before Pastor, this is a good example. Before he paid the church off, the Lord said, he told Pastor McCann
mm-hmm.
to pay the church off.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord said, pay the church off this year, he was anointed to do it.
Amen.
He believed God for it, and then it happened.
Amen.
Faith always activates the anointing. Every instruction God gives you has its own anointing with it. All you have to do is keep your small amount of faith on, and it works.
Thank you, Lord.
No doubt. Now, training. Every time the Lord give me something new that's new to me to do, another part or another aspect of what he gave me to do, another assignment.
Mm-hmm.
The great assignment is comprised of smaller assignments, and they come in steps.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he give me a new assignment, immediately, I bless it. That's one of the first things I do. I secure it. I bless it. I speak life to it.
Mm-hmm.
I speak life to me.
Mm-hmm.
I speak life to my will.
Because mm-hmm.
your will can change. You can look at something and get off track just like anybody else.
Right.
Other people got on drugs. And the reason, and I said, I don't want that in my life. Because I see what it did to them, and I don't want that to happen to me. But I didn't put myself above getting on drugs. I spoke that I hate it, and I never tried.
Because
they tried it in deception, and then they got hooked.
Yeah.
All right? When you see things happening, when people get off track, I'm like, what if I get off track? I don't want to get off track. So I speak to my will. I bless the assignment. And I secure my own will. I speak that I'll do it. And I immediately tell Satan he can't stop it. I even said, I'll never die by your hand.
Amen.
None of your puppets can ever kill me. And I did it in faith. And then I pray for everybody I know. Because the enemy will try to get to your children to change your focus. You know, the very night I started the website, my son had a wreck. And he thought he was being robbed. He ran from the scene because he thought the guy had a gun. And then he ran right into a police officer and went right back to the scene. And then they ended up paying the medical bills he had. But because he got hurt a little bit in the accident. But you have to pray for your house.
That's good.
When if you're doing something for God, mm-hmm. secure your family.
That's it.
And that's how, when they wrote that book, Hal Lindsey and Tim LaHaye, that book, Late Great Planet Earth. I heard one of their sons committed suicide, flew his plane into a mountain.
My God.
I don't know if it was accident or suicide, but he flew his plane in a mountain and died. And that was to distract. You know, the enemy always attacks the work of God.
Yes.
And you have to be here to fulfill it. So. You have to pray for your people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pray for your own life, you have the destiny of your ministry, and your destiny, and the destiny of your loved ones and friends. Everybody that pertain to you, secure them because you're going to war.
Amen.
This is war.
This is.
And this shows us how to fight. Ministry is war. You have to be just as determined as David.
Yeah.
You're going to do this, and you're going to do it God's way. David was not an opportunity. You know, when he endeavored to do God's will, some people would have thought, well, he's in pride. He just wanted to be the king. If he was an opportunist, he would have killed Saul the first and second chance
That's
he had.
Right.
He killed him. I mean, he didn't kill him. He spared his life.
Yes, he did.
And some people would have said, well, he may have regretted it. Next time he'll kill him. Mm-hmm. Then he spared his life again. And then he kept covenant with Jonathan. Well, he's going to get afraid that Jonathan's heir will come up and supplant him. He took care. He found out about Jonathan's heir and moved him to the palace and took care of him. And that'll be the best place to start an insurrection. He kept covering. He was a man after God's own heart. He looked to God. He didn't look to man. Fear looks to man. All the dictators, all of them,
mm-hmm.
everybody that they thought would rival them, they had a murder. You know, I was watching the History Channel. That was a man that, he was a great man in Russia, and Stalin had him killed.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody else he thought was a threat. He went and took all the newspaper, things that was written about him, and destroyed that too, and the photographs. Fear looks to man. Every time people look to man, they get in fear.
History shows that in the biblical days, Herod, King Herod,
did
the same thing, but in a different. You know.
When he built that idol, mm-hmm. the statue,
mm-hmm.
he got in fear. He was afraid of the people,
mm-hmm.
and the people were afraid of him, except for Daniel. Meshach, Daniel was out of town when he did that, but Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach, they stood up to him. They said, even if you kill us, we're not going to bow down to your idol. He put them in the fire and saw the fourth man. Once he saw the fourth man, he said it was the Son of God. He lost his fear. He brought them out, set them up, did away with the idol. You have never heard any more about an idol. And when his mind was hardened in pride, he had the mind of a, the enemy was trying to get a foothold in. He was trying to get his focus off God and on the people. If he do that, he could have got everybody into idolatry all over again. But Nebuchadnezzar was anointed by God to destroy idolatry. He destroyed Baal worship. Nebuchadnezzar did. And he was a Baal worshiper. But he destroyed it. You didn't hear no more talk about it, huh? Yeah. He put Daniel himself in control. While he was out of commission, Daniel was in control.
Can I share something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you, but this is going to bless you guys. It blessed me. this is even before God even freed me from the sins of my life, because I've been dealing with some things just over the last year, and just really, I've been struggling with sin since I've been here, and God freed me. I've been walking in freedom, but I've always had this relationship, and it would just be up and down, but he would still use me. And so that was really encouraging, because even when I was in what I was in, he brought me out, but he still was with me there. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to share, that was just something I wanted to talk about. But so the Lord woke me up a while back, but also, and it was about Daniel chapter 4, mm-hmm. where Nebuchadnezzar wrote praises to God.
Yeah.
And, he was a wild man for a season. And then the Lord restored his mind, and he was greater than when before, because then he glorified God. You know, like it was a dream about the grape tree, and all the beasts and the birds were going to live for this tree. And then an angel came and smelt the tree, and it fell, but the stump remained.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Nebuchadnezzar. And I read through the whole chapter, and I was like, Lord, I don't get this. I don't understand. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, I had a conversation with my mom, and I realized, after that conversation, that God was talking about my brother. And y'all know my brother. I don't know if y'all remember him, but he was, he's been dealing with some serious things. Like, ever since we were teenagers, God brought me into his mind with him, but then Toby he was just losing it. He kind of lost his mind and went nuts there for a while. And he was in and out of hospitals. He was anybody got close to him, he would hurt him. And, he would, threaten their lives. And, it was always a violent situation. And it was really scary, and I thought he was going to die because of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Lord told me about Colby, I rejoiced, because I was like, my brother's about to come in. God's bringing him in. And I just started praising him for that. It was like I put my faith to it. And I spoke it. I prophesied it. I told my brother, my older brother, who's my mentor, and then I told Colby himself what God was going to do. And at the time, he was still kind of wishy-washy. But, guys, he gave his life to Jesus.
Lord!
Yeah. Yes. He's been going to this church in that mood.
Yes.
And he's just growing. Like, his speech is different. Yeah. Everything about him is different. God brought him in. It was like, I told Colby the word I gave him, and I said, you're a son, Colby. You're a son of God. And I shared with him the parable of the prodigal son, and I just kind of just put my heart into it. And I just was telling him, and he was crying on the phone. And he said to me then, and I think it was really like that was like a seed planted, because he was at church last week, and he told me that something happened to Vince. I don't know what it is, but there's just something different about me. I said, I know what's different about you. You're free, man.
Thank God.
Thank
God.
The roots remain. He's going to be greater than what he was before. Because he was real popular before he went down, like before it happened to him. Man. Mm-hmm. He's in.
Yeah. Just like Pastor Apostle was saying about praying over your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to, because the anointing is on us.
Yeah.
And we are called. Mm-hmm. And we have to pray over our families.
Yep.
Okay, because the thing that God has done in us and through us, it impacts lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things are happening to, I just believe this, to all the believers that's mm-hmm. sitting here under this word.
Mm-hmm.
At Victory Christian Fellowship,
mm-hmm.
And we all are recipients,
mm-hmm.
and we got testimonies, okay?
That's
and
right.
We are the called ones.
Mm-hmm.
We are, and we have to cover our families.
Yeah, you have to pray for them, especially if you're doing this.
The things that's most closest to us, mm-hmm. and like Brother Thurston was saying, I said, you giving me everything that you ever took from me, everything that you. You're not going to take nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. And I mean it, and I stand on it, and that faith makes it just full. It makes it evident.
Mm-hmm.
Evident. That's good.
Are we out of time?
Yeah.
Sorry for derailing you, brother. I really wanted to share that.
That was a blessing.
Yes.
Man,
yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
When, he's doing such a work in my life. I just want, yeah, we're done. We're done.
I'm going to release some prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and your wisdom and every soul that has a heart to know and do your will. Bless us to do all that's in your heart and hear all that you have to say. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Y'all, the Holy Spirit's in this room.
He is.
Everything y'all do, when I walk in, the way he was talking, man, he's blessing, you know, everything you're saying. It's like, oh, he speaks to you where you're at, y'all.